I always nervous going through security when I have nothing to hide? Why?
Because it's not funny when someone making $8.25 an hour has the right to inspect your rectum.
Inspect your rectum? That's got a ring to it. It sounds like some cheesy public health mascot. Hi, I'm Inspector Rectum, here to talk about your anal health.
Will you shut up? We're in public. What is it with you and anal humor anyway? You need counseling.
Well, I've always been accused of being scatological, but I think that's because I freely admit that a good shit is more important than sex.
Nothing is more important than sex.
Oh yeah? Try going a week without each and see how you feel.
I'm probably the same. You know? There are some things you just can't say here, you know?
Things you can't say in airport security? Things like, lip balm?
Shut up!
Oh, I was on a plane last month and the in-flight movie bombed.
Oh, will you shut up? I do not want to get strip searched because of you!
Look, we're gonna get searched anyway. Look at us. Doesn't matter how yes sir, no sir we get. And besides, I fit the profile. I think I look just like the dummy they practice on in security school.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I always bring my own KY jelly. I get it preheated at the microwave at Horton's before I get in line. I might not get searched today, though.
How can you tell?
Well, remember that lawyer-looking guy in the Armani jacket that stole our parking spot?
Yeah, jerk.
Well, you were wasting your time swearing at him. I fashioned a small makeshift gun out of cigarette foil and slipped it in the side pocket of his carry-on bag.
You did what?
I put a fake gun in his bag. Breaks up the afternoon. Watch. Look at the security guy's face. 10 years at that monitor, and he's seen nothing more dangerous than a paperclip. It's gonna make his day.
Wait.
There goes the guy. That lawyer's in serious trouble.
Look, he's pointing at us.
Yeah, that was me in the Mustang, jerk!
That'll take care of security for the day.
I don't think so. Look, I think the plan might have backfired.
What do you mean?
Look at those guys' eyes. The security guards are juiced.
Oh, man. I'll share the KY jelly.
Shut up.
We'll relax. We're not doing anything wrong. Besides, all joking aside, I'm glad security's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah, we need this kind of protection.
No, we don't. Any competent terrorist has been there, done that with airplanes. They're probably floating in hot air balloons. Up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon full of anthrax. I mean, some freak out there is probably right now planning to hijack a dirigible or something.
Hijack a dirigible?
Yeah. Shut up.
Look, I'm way more likely to get killed in my car, and there's no security at all. I just get in.
Yeah, or the bus. There's no security in a bus.
Well, who cares about the bus? Who's going to hijack a bus? What are they going to do, ram a busload of seniors into a KFC? Who's going to care? Planes are full of yuppies. The media is controlled by yuppies. Yuppies care about yuppies.
Yeah, I guess you're right. If I'm riding a bus, I'm thinking, what have I got to live for? I'm on a bus. Some guy jumps out and pulls out a gun. People are going to snap. They're not going to be able to take it. The bus is going to pull into the bus stop with the guy mounted on the grill, covered in squashed bugs.
Final warning call for Air Canada Flight 666. Sydney, Sarnia, Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie, and Cucamonga.
You know what's weird about bus accidents?
What?
I read this somewhere once. In the media?
Yeah.
Buses always plunge.
What do you mean?
They always plunge. Like, you know, bus plunges off cliff, kills 11. Or bus plunges in the river. They always plunge. You know, when I was a teenager, I used to collect bus plunges.
You collected bus plunges?
Yeah. You used to cut them out and stick them in a scrapbook.
Yeah, your family is weird. Doesn't your brother collect stolen baby Jesus?
Shh. Oh, man, we're next. God, I hate security. I'm nervous. Do I look nervous? I feel nervous.
You look like a dangerous criminal.
No, I don't. Do I?
Yep.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, shush. I mean, I got no dope. I got no guns. Oh, why did I sign that petition to free Tibet? I've got to be on that computer. I mean, they're going to flag me. Oh, damn 9/11.
9/11? I just wish those attacks had happened in July.
Why?
Because then we could call it 7-Eleven.
Oh, will you shut up?
It's easier on us both if you relax, gentlemen.
Ooh. If you have the right attitude, it's okay.